Imagine having spent countless hours alone in your room trying to find the accurate chord progression to convey some sort of hardship that you've been going through, something that really resonates with people, only to hear that scraped and set as a background for a Pitbull rendition of X Gonna Give It To You. This is the reality of a lot of artists that are currently having their work monetized by people that aren't them, and they're just barely scraping by as it is. What if it didn't have to be that way? Suede Labs combined with Avalanche have the ability to correct the creator economy that's been built on a faulty foundation, a foundation that's fundamentally flawed in putting the artist as the last person to even be considered when it comes to monetizing, when it comes to having some sort of creative say in marketing and all of those matters. So with Suede, creators for the first time ever have the agency to not only use AI as a shield from AI, but to actually have AI working in their favor, working in their benefit, leveraging the technology that the bigwigs are using to exploit people like this artist and many others, using that same technology as a springboard to reaching a higher level of ascension, getting to a point that you not only can feed yourself, but you actually have some sort of hope and some potential for a bright future. And as someone that's published numerous books on the matter, on authenticity, on being able to set up derivations of creative works in a way that allows people to get paid, that's legal, and also allows a degree of anonymity, but still has the way for somebody to prove that it was them. The same way that asymmetric cryptography works is the way that Suede implements a verification process with a patent-pending microphone that creates what's called a voice print, and it's based upon formants and harmonics in the voice. But essentially, it proves that not only are you human, but you're the person that you claim to be to whatever level of disclosure you'd like to give. So if you don't want to be public, you don't have to. You can prove it came from your address, and you can be an undoxed creator, or you can have it publicly attached to your name, and anytime it's signed with that key pair, it's from you verifiably. And so this ability in what Suede has built and really can bring to Avalanche to scale is a way in which that AI models can train off of your work if you prefer them to, but they will pay you. That comes into the major difficulty of how do you track your work? Well, with the licensing and IP registry, any work that's remixed, that's there's a derivative that's created because of it, all of that is done on chain in a manner in which compensates the artist to a degree that they've deemed fair. So if they're willing to allow 50% of royalties to be diverted to themselves, then somebody can use it. If they're not willing to accept those terms, then they can't. Anything that's made off-chain will be considered a cheap imitation. You know, there's a Weekend in Drake song that came out, and we saw a phenomenon where people weren't interested beyond the novelty. And that's not really an emergent sort of thing, but the only way that the attention was able to be reestablished was when the artist started discussing what had happened. And that's just proof and further validation that people want to hear from the artist in whatever capacity it is. They want it to come from them. Anything else feels disingenuous. So by having an AI agent that the artist owns, that we host ourselves for the artist, or they can host it themselves if they feel comfortable, we can set all of that up for them. But they have an AI agent that's trained in their likeness that can go out and be able to create songs for people based upon prompts in a way that the artist has fine-tuned the model to act. It's a way to ensure you're getting the most authentic creation from that artist. And the artist can limit it to whatever they feel comfortable with. They can allow nobody to use it, and it simply be a closed model designed specifically for putting out their own music. A lot of artists are doing this currently, but you run into the dilution problem where how do you determine or how do you discern if that piece of work is actually from a public model or it's from something that the artist sanctioned and trained themselves and put a piece of themselves in. And even beyond that sort of frothy emotional appeal, there is the reality of artists can tap into something, and no matter how good AI or how advanced we get, there is a certain resonance that just knowing these words came from somebody that had shared an experience, good, bad, indifferent, that alone can be the difference between being moved completely in a way in which you're never the same afterwards, to background music or some sort of trite, trivial TV show. So having it come from the artist, that artist being able to authenticate that on-chain, on AVAX, is something that I think will be immensely valuable. It also, the patent-pending microphone not only makes all of that possible, it also makes people having a way in which to mitigate deep fakes, as well as they have the ability to sign cryptographically that this came from them. So, you know, deep fakes, as they increasingly become more and more problematic, having a way that you can cryptographically secure, same algorithms used in Bitcoin and same ones that are, SHA-256 back in banking systems, NSA, same algorithms can prove that it was you who made it. And, you know, obviously you're a human, but more importantly, it came from you. And you can even sign off on videos. You can sign off on a message that you've sent. You can sign off on an image. You can sign off on any number of things. Maybe there's a tweet that you put out and you want to verify that it came from you. You can do that, essentially. And what's very unique about the microphone is that it gives you the ability to not only prove, authenticate a piece of work that you just made, it also gives you the ability to sign and verify anything. So if there's a video, or maybe let's say you're a politician and a debate took place and you want that debate to be accurately conveyed and not manipulated in any way, and you want to prove that, you now have a way to cryptographically prove that you do sign off on this work. And in other words, that it is authentic and it did take place, and all the details therein will be accurate. That's immensely valuable, increasingly so as deep fakes become a more pertinent issue. So having the ability to do that as well is incredibly valuable. And the key point to all of this is keeping everything on chain. And this system relies on on-chain activity. And I think that's where Avalanche comes in specifically. Having chains that have the ability to not only have authentication measures upfront, but also have a way that the creator or the person that's putting the work on the chain for them can basically determine what is most important to them. So you have the trilemma, you know, that Vitalik proposed years ago, and maybe an artist couldn't care less about decentralization, but they want to make sure that their model has no latency and there's the best throughput possible. They can decide to have it run in a manner in which is more centralized, but gives them the ability to have those features. Let's say you're somebody in a country that doesn't advocate for free speech. You probably would prefer privacy and decentralization to be paramount in the creation of whatever it is you're putting forward. So giving artists the ability to tweak that, extremely important. And then also making it possible to not only authenticate them, authenticate work, authenticate humanity, but also track everything on chain as it's used by anybody else, so that the artist can receive whatever degree of derivative payments or royalty splits they've agreed on beforehand. So ultimately, AVAX in conjunction with Suede have the ability to fix a fundamentally flawed, actually I'm not even going to say that because this was not unintentional, but to fix a system that is at its core rotten and exploitative and has a history of prejudice and has all of the sort of things that we kind of come to have known the music industry to have been, not only can we solve that for artists, we've given them the ability to onboard onto AVAX into cryptocurrency in a way that makes sense, in a way that is the only way that they could possibly do the things that would allow them to have some sort of sustainability outside of a record label. And as an industry, we stand at the precipice of making a very important decision. Will we continue to utilize this technology to max extract, or are we going to do something that ultimately we can not only be proud of, but has a transformative effect on the lives of people that have been marginalized for far too long? And that's a decision that we've made, and that's our line in the sand. And that's what we're going to do together with AVAX, and we couldn't be more excited about it. All right.